feels good in here tonight. How's everybody doing? Come on, how's everybody doing tonight? Hey, we're going to do some things outside the box. So tonight I'd like to start out with a game. Is that okay? So would you welcome my two volunteers, Chandi and Sarah Thomas? All right. It's going to be a quick game, all right? So this game is called Speak Out. Has anybody played this game? Anybody? Okay. For all purposes tonight, we're going to call it Pray Out. Look at your neighbor and say, Pray Out. Okay. So the way the game works... Go ahead, guys. Chandi and Sarah are going to put these devices in their mouth. Don't they look good? There we go. Life Center Worship, Instagram. So I have a set of five cards, and there are prayers or phrases, declarations on these cards that I don't know. Here you guys go. I don't know what they are, okay? And they're going to have to say them. You're going to know what they are because they're going to be on the screen behind me, and I'm going to have to figure out what they're trying to say, okay? All right. You ready, Whitney? You good? All right. Number one, go ahead.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Jehovah, your Jireh. What? Jireh.
I. My.
I.
My. Provider.
Provider. Okay, yes. That was a good one. Come on. Yay. All right. You guys can help each other, too. You don't have to take turns, just in case.
Okay. I praise her and I praise her.
I'll praise her. Before.
I. Now, I'll praise I hate her. I hate her.
There you go. I'll praise before my breakthrough. There you go. I'm a worship man. I just need a couple. Give me a couple melody notes. There we go. Okay, number three.
My God.
My God.
Is.
Is. That's good. That's not too bad.
The.
Just slow-mo that. The.
The. God.
The God.
Of the impossible.
My God is the God of the impossible. Come on, let's get it. Two more.
I sing.
It's like the harder you try, the worse it gets.
I'm going to have to sing it. I sing.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't. I've seen you move.
I've seen you move. You move the mountains.
And I believe. I see
you do it again. Come on. All right, last one.
Prayer.
Rawr.
Rawr. Okay, hold on. Prayer.
Okay, I got that.
Is powerful.
Powerful.
Prayer changes everything.
Prayer changes everything. Come on. Prayer. Give it up for Chandi and Sarah. I love you guys. Woo. Yeah, come on. Give it up for them. That was fun. I've been looking for months for an excuse to do that in front of a lot of people. That was amazing. Whew. Yeah, those are some good friends. You're probably sitting there wondering, why the heck did we just do that? That was funny. We just want the joy of the Lord to break out. But think about this. As an illustration, may I suggest that as a Christian, born-again believer, even maybe baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you do not have a prayer life, it may be possible that Satan pictures you in your spirit, man, like we just saw there. Come on. Full of gifting, full of potential, full of the power of the Holy Spirit, but without a real voice. Come on. Without the activated weapon of prayer that can change everything. Without the number one tool that connects us to the heart of God and his ability to bring heaven to earth every single place that we go. Come on. Any C.S. Lewis fans in the house? Yeah? Have any of you read the Screwtape Letters? Anybody here? Who hasn't read the Screwtape Letters? Okay, so just really briefly, the Screwtape Letters are a series of letters written from one demon to another, and the other just got a new assignment to ruin the faith of a brand new converted believer that they refer to as the patient, okay? So the patient represents us, and when they talk about the enemy himself, they're actually talking about God, okay? So we have two demons. Their names are Screwtape and Wormwood. Look at your neighbor and say, you're Wormwood. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I said that. Just a funny name. My kids think it's funny. But listen to this. This is from chapter 4. It's about prayer. It says, my dear Wormwood, the best thing where it is possible is to keep the patient from the serious intention of praying altogether. Wherever they are attending to the enemy himself, that's God, we are defeated. Come on, the best weapon that the enemy has is to keep you from praying and believing that your prayers and your prayer life actually matter. Come on. Love this theme. Prayer changes what? Everything. Come on. Turn in your Bibles if you have one, your device, whatever it is. If you don't have one, we'll have it on the screen. But Jeremiah 33:3. You guys there? Awesome. It says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Call to me, and I will answer you. I love the Message translation. It says, this is God's message. The God who made earth, made it livable and lasting, known everywhere in the universe as God. He says, call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. The title of this message tonight is, it's not a game. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not a game. Come on, even though we just played a game. Prayer is not a game. Let's pray. Grab the hand of the person on your right and left. Come on. Father, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for everything that you've done. God, we thank you for everything that you're about to do. Father, we love you. We welcome your presence here. We say, have your way in this place. Have your way in this place, God. God, I pray that my words would be your words tonight, God. God, that none of us would leave this place without being changed. God, and you resurrected Lazarus, so I know you can resurrect my Pittsburgh Steelers. Please. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer changes everything. Everything. Remembering the power and the importance of prayer. Come on, that's what we've been doing the last 5 weeks. Have you been enjoying this series? Come on, shout at me. It's been amazing. Just hearing all the different stories of the importance and the power of prayer in each one of the pastoral staff's lives, it's amazing. This house is built on prayer. Our lives are built on prayer. And sitting in where you're sitting all these different Wednesdays, you can start playing, Nate. Thanks, man. Sorry, I'm worship leader. I need, like, vibe. Just sitting in your seats and listening to the stories, I couldn't help remember all the amazing stories, the power and the importance of prayer in my own life. And in preparing for this message, they're flooding my mind. So I just wanted to share a couple of them with you tonight. When I was a little kid, grown up in my parents' home and even in my teenage years, I seemed like no matter what time I woke up in the middle of the night, whether I went downstairs for something in the fridge or got up really early in the morning to go to school, I'd walk down the stairs, and it seemed like almost every time I'd walk past my parents' office, which was also their prayer room, and there was Mom on her knees praying for her three sons, praying things like, God, I just lift up David, Michael, and Brian to you, and I pray that they would always hear your voice. I pray that they would always walk with you. I pray that they would know how much you love them, that you love them even more than I do. And I remember other prayers, like when we lived in Paxang for a little bit, and then we lived in Camp Hill, and both places we could actually walk to school. So me and my brothers, we'd be walking out, going to school, and we'd hear Mom shout out the window, boys, don't you ever forget, you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Today you will have favor with God and man. Come on. Don't forget where you came from. It's funny how prayers stick with you. About 2 months ago, Harper started preschool, which is a big deal in my house. And first thing I did when she got to preschool, before she went in that door, I got on my knees. I put her little face in my hand and I said, don't you forget, you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Favor with God and man. I pray that everybody you come in contact with know the love of God. She's three. She's like, Dad, you're super intense. It's funny. Last week I was picking her up from preschool. She had a longer day at preschool. And I was picking her up, and this mom comes up to me. She has this really cute little boy who's also three, and she's like, oh, this is Hayden. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, Hayden. And the mom says, Hayden just loves Harper. He calls Harper his girlfriend. And I said, what is his name? I got first name on my list, Hayden. It's not a game. Hey, Mom. It's not a game. Another memory that came to mind, it was my first year working here at the church, and it was my first time leading worship, leading the band by myself. And Ricardo asked me to lead. He was out that Sunday, and I was healthily anxious and nervous, all good stuff. So I decided to go to church really early that Sunday morning, around 6:15, 6:30, just to prepare more and make sure I knew the songs inside and out. And I opened the doors of the sanctuary, and it was dark. And the minute I walked in, I just felt, man, this is a different atmosphere. And I could hear these whispers and this chatter, and I thought, someone's in here. So I walked towards the front of the sanctuary, and on their knees were Charles, Dad, Uncle Bri, Dr. Ableness. They were on their knees praying for every single person that was about to walk through the doors of this house. Come on. And the room was filled with angels everywhere. I watched them then go pray for every single seat in the room. And they still do that. So I want to tell you something tonight. If you think you're here by accident, you're not. You're prayed here. God has a purpose and plan for your life, no matter where you are on the spectrum. We don't do anything in this house without prayer. We cover everything. We smother everything in prayer. Some of my favorite times are Tuesday afternoon staff prayer. It's insane. It's amazing. We might look like we know what we're doing, but really we just pray all the time. And God really does the rest. When Johanna and I first got married, I had this awesome idea to live downtown in Harrisburg in a little neighborhood called Shypoke. Anybody know where that is? Yeah. And every uncle, every aunt, moms and dads on both sides, grandparents, everywhere said, don't do that. You're probably going to flood out. And within 6 months, we had 4.5 feet. Do you remember this? 4.5 feet of the Susquehanna River water in our first floor, and our basement was filled for 2.5 weeks. You had to boat to our house. That was crazy. So we moved out. Thank God we were renting. Moved out and moved in with my in-laws, which is a great idea. And I recommend it. It'll make you stronger. Love them, Randy and Deanne. But they helped us. We saved enough money to buy a first little home in Mechanicsburg. And I remember this one Saturday morning, I was unloading boxes still, you know, getting things out, unpacking. And Johanna had to go to work. She was teaching. She teaches dance Saturday mornings. And I came across this box filled with her prayer journals, just filled. And I grabbed this one right here. And we're married now, so there's nothing hidden. I started to read some of these. But she can look at any of my stuff, babe. Man, I ain't hiding nothing. You know what I mean? Come on. And this one in particular I picked out because it looks so different than all the other journals she made herself. But and I opened the first page that I opened, just cracked it open. And the date is marked during a time where we weren't together at all. And she completely let go of me, and he promised to marry me because I wasn't walking with the Lord. So it wasn't manipulative prayer or anything like that. But God told her in that season, even though he hurt you, pray for him. And so I open this up, and I read, God, I lift David up to you, and I pray for your mercy to be on his life. God, refresh him in who you are and how real your love is. God, I pray that you would invade David's life and that he would be set apart for you. God, be the voice that he knows and loves. Let him follow you in all your ways. And then she ends with this. God, let the worshiper that is in David be awakened. For I know that he has a call of worship on his life. Come on. Prayer is powerful. It's not a game. Come on, look at your neighbor again. Say, it's not a game. Mom. I remember the first time I prayed my friend into the kingdom and he gave his life to the Lord. Any of you have that memory? I remember the first time I prayed for healing and somebody actually got healed. Do you remember the first time you did that? I remember when we all went into Tiffany's hospital room and prayed that she would come alive. And she did. I remember the story of many of our staff going in there when she was in a medically induced coma, lifeless. They prayed and they sang and they prayed and they sang. Nothing but all of a sudden a tear just rolled down Tiffany's face. She got up and walked out of that hospital room. Amen. We're going to pray into that story a little bit later tonight, but open your Bibles to 1 John 5, 13 through 15. First John is towards the back of your Bible. Good. I'm going to start at 11 real quick and then I'll roll to 13. But verse 11 says, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Verse 13, it says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Whatever we ask. Come on. As a worship leader and songwriter, but most importantly, and first and foremost, as a worshiper, one of my favorite things is when prayers actually become songs. I love, like, in my own quiet time with the Lord, I'll find myself praying, and then all of a sudden, I'm singing what I'm praying. And these aren't songs that will probably ever make it on a project. They're just between me and God, but isn't that powerful? We sing a lot of prayers in this house, and I thought it'd be fun to sing some prayers tonight. Is that okay? So, yeah. One of my favorite prayers. Check. You good, Brent? Actually, really, this song started as a prayer. It's the Apostles' Creed. And I feel like every time we sing it, the room is filled with faith. It's like we're singing the song of our salvation and the reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives. Let's sing this tonight. You can stand, you can kneel, whatever. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of, sing again. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three. Lift up a shout in this place. Come on. Thank you, God. Yeah. Sorry if we keep doing this a little bit tonight. Before we do the next song, I love the song that Sarah introduced to us on Sunday called Awake My Soul. I just want to read some of these lyrics. It says, there is a sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Savior's robe as he walks into the room and where people pray. We hear praises, but he hears faith. There's a sound that changes things, the sound of his people on their knees. Oh, wake up, you slumbering. It's time to worship him. And when he moves and when we pray, where stood a wall now stands away. Where every promise is amen. And when he moves, make no mistake, the walls of hell begin to shake. All hail the King, the Lord. Oh, let the King of glory enter in. Fall on your knees and worship him. Let the praise rise up. Don't hold it in. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, don't hold it in. Yeah. Before this next song, I just wanted to give it some context. Many of you know this story, and I'm not going to tell the whole story, but it's filled with faith and prayer, and it would take forever, but some of you know this. Johanna and I, it took us a long time to get pregnant and have have a baby. And I just remember that season of praying so hard and holding on to the promise that we knew that God was going to give us a baby girl. And we knew that her name was going to be Harper, which actually means musician. Her middle name is Kinsley. It means musician of the King's Field. And after about 3 years, we finally get pregnant. And then after about 16, 17 weeks, Johanna has a miscarriage. And I'll never forget that moment. We were both home. Thank the Lord. We were both home. And I just remember the fear that was flooding our house and flooding our hearts. And I've never seen my wife in pain, and I've never seen her sad before like that. And there's nothing you can do. If you've ever been in that situation as a man, there's nothing you can do. But I did the only thing I knew how to do. I just remember I just got on my knees and I prayed this prayer. God, I still believe in you. I still trust you. And then I felt her get on her knees beside me and hold my hand. And she prayed the same prayer. God, we'll never stop trusting you. We'll never stop loving you. We just began to worship and we began to pray. And the minute we started to do that, all fear left the house. And God filled our house with his presence. Months later, I was leading worship at a conference, and Johanna was in the crowd, and Nathan was with me, and a lot of these guys. Rusty was there. You remember this? And we sang this song called All My Praise, and Nathan and Susanna just went into this prophetic song that was really a prayer. And the lyrics are, I'll never stop loving you. I'll never stop loving you. All this is for you. I'll be steadfast, for you are steadfast. And I'll love you because you love me first. And this song just went into me and Johanna. It became our prayer, became the anthem. So much so, it began to stir our faith up even more. Our faith was so stirred up that we started preparing a room for a baby girl before she was even here. And we put a crib in, and there's an empty space on the wall. So I just thought this would be cool to bring. So I had this idea to print this song that was a prayer out. And it's written like a hymn, you know, it says, I'll be steadfast because you are steadfast. I will love you because you love me first. And it's all written out. And we hung this prayer over an empty crib. Come on. And what's really awesome is a year later, we played the same conference in the same city. It was their first outing, and Harper, at 2 weeks old, walked in with Johanna. And we got to share the testimony of God. But it means so much more because we trusted God when there was fear, when we trusted God when there was chaos, when we trusted God when everything seemed impossible and the doctor said, we have no answers for you. Come on. And so I just felt led tonight to sing this song as a prayer. I want to pray for a couple different people groups, if that's okay with you. First of all, if God could do it for me and Joe, God can do it for you. Absolutely. Come on, that's why we share our testimony. So if you're struggling at all with infertility and you want to have a baby and you haven't had one yet, or if you want more and the doctors say you can't, we want to pray for you. You don't have to lift your hand. You don't have to stand. You absolutely can if you want, but we want to be sensitive. Come on. It's amazing. It's going to change. And I also want to pray for families who want to adopt children. I know there's many families in this house. There's foster families in this house believing to adopt entire families. I want to pray for that tonight. Our God is a God of breakthrough. Lastly, Mom, come on. I mean, it's so humbling to talk about faith in front of people who believe and have so much faith. Whew. Lastly, I want to pray for anybody who's holding on to a promise that seems absolutely impossible in the natural. That you've been in a season right now where all you've done is sow seed, and you have no idea if it's really going to happen. I want to pray for you too. So if that's you on any of those levels, I just want you to stand. And if you're around that person, I want you to put your hands on those people. And as a prayer, I want to sing this song tonight. And I want all of us to sing these lyrics, because really this is a prayer that has become a song. Is that all right? Come on. Go ahead, Nathan.
Be steadfast. You are steadfast.
on, church. Can we lift another shout in this place? Come on. Whew. And lastly tonight, you can be seated. I want to go after healing. Come on. This is a house that believes that you can walk into the house of the Lord and be healed. And I already shared the testimony of Tiffany, but as many of you know, we recently just finished a song that she wrote after going from death to life. It's called You Are Life. Come on, how many love this song? Every single time we sing this song, people get healed. We were just in New York City and almost 100 people got healed after we sang this song. In a city that we've never played in before, in front of people we've never played in before, it carries power. This song is a prayer. So I've invited Kipal and Chandi, if you want, man, come on up. And Brian and Yadira. Come on, there's some words of knowledge that we want to declare, proclaim tonight. Did you know a word of knowledge is a prayer? Come on, it's hearing the voice of God, declaring what he wants to do here on earth. Come on. Let's go ahead, man. Go for it.
While David was sharing his heart, I just felt pain in the side right here. If that's you, if you have pain in your side, just stand up. Whoever that is, okay. Thank you, I believe God's going to heal that right now, tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Also, who's dealing with a deviated septum? There's someone here with a deviated septum. Who is that? Okay. All right. And then you don't have to stand up on this one, but you can stand up on another one. There's constant UTI, urinary tract infection, that had was a really strong word. If that's you, don't stand up now. We will pray for you, but stand up on another word in case that's embarrassing to stand up on. I don't know. I'm just some pastoral stuff there, all right? There's something also with, I just kept seeing, like, inside the sinus nasal area, like polyps or cysts. I don't even know if that's, I think that can be a thing, but you're having some issues in the sinus cavity. I don't know why, but that's just prominent. Who is that? I could just be missing it, but I just saw that picture. If it's you online, just stand up where you're at. If it's not you online, it looks like I might have missed that one, but that's okay because I'm human. And also, I just, there's this, the last one is like a shooting pain that comes up the back and wraps up into the, kind of like the back of the head. Who is that? It could come and go, but it's something you deal with. Is that somebody? Okay, all right. Come on. Is there anyone else who has some words of knowledge or you want me to pray for these for?
As we were in worship, I felt that someone was with lower back pain. So if it's you, just stand up. But I also felt that God is dealing with people who suffer from depression and mental health. And today is a day of freedom.
I just want to pray for this couple here with the beard, gray shirt. Go ahead and stand up. The grace of God is on your lives at this time right now. What I see is like a stage, but it's dark all around, but the spotlight of heaven is over your life. God's eye is on you. The things that you've been praying for, believing for, the answers have been released already, but there's been a battle over your destiny, the plan of God, the purposes, the dreams for your life, what is ahead, your future. We ask right now, can we just stretch our hands out to them? In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you right now for breakthrough. Over you, it's literally over you. We ask for breakthrough right now in the heavens above your lives. Everything that's every promise, every goodness that's been held back from you, we right now challenge it in Jesus' mighty name as a corporate family. And we ask for the release of every answer, release of everything that you've prayed for, that you've believed for, that you're longing for, that you're desiring for in Jesus' mighty name. Your greatest comfort in this time is that God's spotlight, his eye, is on your lives. Your prayers are not unanswered or unheard. Every conversation has come up in the ears of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you guys.
Good. Just since we came in tonight, I put this down on my phone because I didn't want to lose the thought, but stuff you feel like holding on. I don't know why I felt like we were singing that song and the night is holding on. I feel like there's people here tonight that just like stuff you've been in church a million times, but you feel like there's stuff that's holding on to me. And I don't know if it's like anxiety or whatever, social disorder, stuff that you're like, what is wrong? Something's holding on to me. You can't even identify it. I just felt it so strongly we were singing. If that's you, man, we just want to pray into that tonight, even as we're singing tonight as we close, all right? Sound good?
Yeah, I have two. One, and you don't have to stand up if you don't want to, but addictions from the past that have affected you now physically. Come on, God came for it all. Amen? If that's you, we want to pray for you tonight. Secondly, I'm trying to remember what it was. Shoot. Oh, just because we're going to do this and we hate this, cancer. If you have cancer, if you're fighting cancer in any way, we want to pray for you tonight. You can stand. We want to pray for you, okay? Any metal in your body. If anybody has any metal in your body, we want to pray for you. Okay, come in.
Yeah, if you have recently, I've had allergic reaction, not like the regular runny nose, but your palms are itchy, your feet are itchy, you're breaking out in, you know, around your neck and your face. If that's you, I just feel the healing grace of God here for you. That you stand up. You've been to the doctor. Anyone else? A couple people here. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. You guys just continue to receive the grace of God over your lives.
Come on. So if you're around any of those people, I want you to lay hands on them. And we're going to sing this prayer. And we believe tonight people are going to get healed, okay? Any of those words of knowledge, stand up. We want to pray for you. Amen. Come on, church.
Overflowing.
every voice in the room, every heart. We declare. Lift up one more shout of praise in this place. Thank you, Father. Come on. Come on. If you experienced any healing, we'd love to hear about it. Please come and tell us. We're not going to stop praying for healing tonight. So if the ministry team could come forward, just get behind me real quick. We're going to close because I know parents need to get their kids. I used to not know what that meant. Now I totally know what that means. You know what I mean? Just sit in meetings like, why do we have to do that? We got to do it. So, hey, just lastly, I had one more stirring in my heart. And I just want to tell you a quick story. I was about a year or two ago, I was driving in the car and I got some news that was bad news. I looked at my phone and I immediately started to pray in tongues, like, shukarabasatiyana. You know, it's like our go-to, right? It's prayer. And Harper was a one-year-old at the time. She's very articulate. So she said, "Ooh, Daddy, what's that?" And I said, "Harper, I'm praying in tongues." She goes, "Oh, Daddy, I like when you pray in tongues." And I said, "Harp, do you want to pray in tongues?" She goes, "Sure." And I said, "Well, just repeat after me." She goes, "Okay." And I was like, "Shukaraba." She's like, "Shukaraba." I'm like, "Korabasi." She's like, "Korabasi." And very soon, she was just off on her own. And joy filled our car. And she just started laughing hysterically, speaking in tongues. I got to tell you, ever since then, she has this gift to hear from the Lord. We'll be praying at night and she'll remember a family member who's in need that we haven't talked about for months. "Dad, we forgot. You got to pray for Madison. We got to pray for Uncle Josh's eyes." And people get healed. So just feel like I remember that story because God's told me getting the gift of tongues, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's that easy sometimes with the gift of faith. So if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you want the gift of tongues, we want to pray with you tonight. And if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit or have the gift of tongues, we want to pray for you. All right? Is that okay? So let's close like this. Let's lift our hands towards heaven. Father, we thank you for all that you've done tonight and what you're going to do as we walk from this place, sleep in our beds tonight. Father, come and talk to us. Let us hear your voice in the morning. Any healing that took place tonight, God, I pray that it would continue to take place tomorrow. That every person we come in contact with tomorrow would be influenced by the power of God. God, I pray that this series of prayer changing everything would raise the watermark of prayer in this house and prayer in our lives. Thank you, Father. Seal this night. Anything that you did in our heart, seal it in our heart. by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Come on, church. Can we shout amen? Amen. So if you want prayer, please come forward. If you need to leave, have a great next couple days. We'll see you Sunday morning. Amen. Amen.